But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
Verse 11, Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers.
我们再来看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 7. Verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
These are the verses we're going to read for now.
感谢主，这一次在这个周末我们有三次的时间聚在一起。
We thank the Lord that for this weekend we're going to be able to meet three times.
我们主要来看被拣选的族类。
We want to see this matter of a chosen race.
这是在圣经里面很特别的一句话。
This is a very special phrase in the Bible.
所以我们需要用全本圣经来解释，来明白它。
So we have to use the entire Bible to understand this portion.
那么在我们来看这一节圣经以前
，So before we read this verse again,
因为讲到蒙拣选的族类的时候
，Because when we talk about the chosen race,
他说到君尊的祭司
，It speaks also a royal priesthood.
他说到圣洁的国度
，A holy nation.
然后属神的子民
，a people of God。
而这里所讲到的君尊的祭司
，here the royal priesthood mentioned，
就是第五节那里说到的第五节那里说到的圣洁的祭司
，is the same as it is referred to in verse 5 a holy priesthood。
我们知道第九节是一直从前面接下来的。
We know that verse 9 is a continuation from the previous verses.
从第四节开始，特别是。
Especially beginning from verse 4.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
然后就说到蒙拣选的族类。
Then it speaks of being a chosen race.
那么我们再说，讲到被拣选的族类。
When we speak of a chosen race,
说到君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood is also mentioned.
圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
属神的子民。
A people for God's own possession.
那为着帮助我们能明白这段圣经
，so that we can better understand this passage，
我们就回到另外一段很熟悉的圣经。
Let us turn to another very familiar passage.
我们先从一些图画开始
，and we begin with a couple of pictures.
然后呢，我们再来看主怎么借着彼得对我们说了一些非常重要的话。
Then we can see how the Lord through Peter speaks to us some very important matters.
那么大家都记得在约翰福音第七章里面有一段的记载。
We know that there is an account in John chapter 7.
讲到节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
大家知道这个节期呢，实在说来就是一年一度的祝棚节。
We know that this great day of the feast is actually the day of the tabernacle.
那么祝棚节向来有好几天。
And the feast of the tabernacle has many days.
现在是最后的一天。
And this is the last day.
所以呢，也是最大的一天。
So it is the greatest of all days.
那么这个时候呢，主耶稣就站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
So Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
那这句话是我们的主在圣殿里面说的。
This phrase was spoken by our Lord in the temple.
那我们都知道在主耶稣那个时候的圣殿。
We all know that the temple in our Lord's time.
事实上呢，那个圣殿是在摩利亚山上。
In actuality, that temple was situated on Mount Moriah.
如果大家今天有机会到以色列，到耶路撒冷。
Today, if you have an opportunity to go to Israel, to go to Jerusalem.
你会发现在耶路撒冷有一块高起来的地方。
In Jerusalem, there is an elevated ground.
那么应该这个就是大家所谓的 Temple Mount, 就是指着圣殿山来说的。
And that place is the Temple Mount.
所以现在那个圣殿已经不在了。
That temple is no longer there.
但是那个旧址那个原来的地方还在。
But that original place is still there.
还是那么大。
And it's still that big.
还是那么高。
It's still that high.
不过呢圣殿已经变成清真寺了。
But the temple has already been destroyed.
但是在主耶稣那个时候
But at that time,
我们知道说事实上呢那个时候有一个圣殿有就是所谓希律的圣殿就盖在那个圣殿的广场上
There we know that there was a temple, the temple of Herod at that time.
那么这个就在这个 temple square, 就在这个圣殿的广场上面
So at that temple square,
我们知道说这个圣殿就盖在那里。
That is where the temple was built upon.
我稍微给大家一点点的概念，到底圣殿广场或者圣殿山是怎么一回事。
I just want to give you an idea of what the temple square is all about.
我们知道说在主耶稣那个时候有一个希律王。
We know that at that time of our Lord Jesus, there was King Herod.
那么这个希律王就是我们主耶稣诞生的时候。那么你后以后我们知道等到希律王发声说犹太的王居然降生了所以两岁以里他通通要杀尽
This King Herod is the same King Herod as when our Lord Jesus was born when he said the King of the Jews is born so we need to kill all that are under 2 years old
我们对他的印象不好因为他从一开始就要逼迫我们的主
We have a bad impression about him because at the very beginning he wanted to persecute our Lord
但事实上呢他有一点像中国的秦始皇一样
But in actuality, he is kind of like the emperors of the Qing dynasty.
那么他很喜欢好大喜功，他很喜欢有立很多的功劳，盖很多的房子。
He loves to raise up different structures and buildings.
那么那个时候，他一个最大的贡献之一就是把整个的圣殿山把它美化。
And one of the greatest contributions that he had was beautifying that Temple Mount.
那一点都不错。那个时候呢，他就把整个的这个原来的摩利亚山把它扩大了。
So actually, what he did was he expanded Mount Moriah.
所以，如果现在大家到圣殿山去看那块地方，事实上比当时的这个比当时所罗门那个时候的圣殿山要大两倍。
So now, if you go visit the Temple Mount, it is twice the size as of the time of the temple in Solomon's time.
我们知道，一直到现在，这个它的东墙。是不能动的，因为东墙是靠近那个山谷的。
So until now, you know that in the eastern gate, it cannot be moved.
所以东墙是和所罗门时候几乎是一样的。
So that eastern wall is the same as the time of Solomon.
但是呢，现在它为了扩大的缘故，所以是往北、往南、往北、往西、往南在那里扩充。
So the way he expanded it was to expand it to the north, west, and south.
所以真正的所罗门那个时候的墙
So the actual wall at the time of Solomon
那个时候不是现在以色列人的哭墙不是
It is not the wailing or weeping wall that in Israel now
他们到那里去哭他们是以为说这个应该是那个时候古圣殿还留下来的一些东西所以他们在那里哭
Well, the reason they go and weep there is because they thought that this was a remnant of something of old
但是我们知道说其实希律王呢他用泥土就把它这个从西边往外扩充了。
So actually what King Herod did was he put a lot of dirt and actually expanded it towards the west.
所以我们知道说那个时候那个墙那个时候的西墙就所谓的那库墙应该是西墙。
So actually, the Weeping Wall is actually the Western Wall.
那个墙实在说来和所罗门没有关系。
But now that wall has nothing to do with the time of Solomon.
所以严格说来，他们哭等于是白哭的，因为那个不是所罗门的墙。
So strictly speaking, they're weeping in vain because that is not Solomon's wall.
所罗门墙应该在里面一点。
Solomon's wall is actually inside more.
但是是希律把它往北、往西、往南在那里扩充的。
But Herod actually expanded it north.West and south.
那的确是在山头上。
But actually, it's at the head of the mountain.
所以它是高起来的一块地方。
So it's actually elevated.
那么假定现在我手里拿这本是一只高起来的一块的圣殿山。
So if my Bible here is an elevated temple mount.
那么这个是圣殿广，那么这个是圣殿山，那么这个广，这个现在这个上面的广场呢是很大的一个广场。
So this temple square is a very expansive square.
如果从东到西的话，你看有五个足球场那么大。
So from east to west is the length of 5 football fields.
但是从南到北有六个足球场那么大。
But from south to north, it is the size of 6 football fields.
那么在主耶稣那个时候恐怕是全世界最大的一个宗教广场。
So at that time of the Lord Jesus, it was probably the greatest religious market in that time.
如果从人的角度来看，到了希律的时候，那么所罗门的这个圣殿可以说从来没有那么辉煌，从来没有那么伟，从来没有那样过的。
In the eyes of man at the time of Herod, there was nothing as grandeur as that.
如果你是用物质来衡量那个荣耀的话，那么那个时候应该是最荣耀的时候。
If you really want to calculate the glory materially, at that time was probably the most glorious.
所以那个时候有一句话，如果你从来没有到过圣殿山，你没有到过耶路撒冷，没有到过圣殿山，你好像白来了一趟世界一样。
There was a phrase back then which said that if you did not go see the temple man at that time, your walk on earth was in vain.
而且那个圣殿山很，那个圣殿都是用大理石造的。
And that temple was built of marble.
很多的金子。
And a lot of gold.
所以等到太阳一大早上起来照在圣殿的时候。
So when the sun shone on the temple in the morning.
那么因为有金子，那么又有那个这个大理石像个白雪一样的。
So just like with all the material marble, it became like a white snow.
所以早晨那个晨光一照在上面，那种的景色是这个世界上很少很少看见。
So when the sunshine shone on the temple, that picture was rarely seen in the earth.
那这是谁的贡献呢？
Whose contribution was it? 这个
当然是希律大帝的贡献，希律王的贡献。
It was the contribution of King Herod.
那么，所以我们又称它叫做第二个圣殿，或者称它做希律的圣殿。
So we also call this temple the second temple or the temple of Herod.
其实是希律把它美化的。
Actually, what Herod did was he beautified it.
所以那个时候主耶稣到殿里面去。
So at that time, our Lord went into the temple.
那么大家的观念不要像，不要，我们普通因为对于这个概念没有，所以我们以为就是进到一种房子里，其实不是。
So maybe we have the wrong misconception. We think that he entered into a building.
比方说这个圣殿呢是从南方进到圣殿。
So if you're going to enter the temple from the south.
那么南方你进去的时候有一个阶梯。
So when you go in from the south, there are stairs.
所有朝圣们都从南方进去了。
So all of them,
no, pilgrims.
Oh, all the pilgrims come from the south.
那么然后呢，就是沿着那个阶梯慢慢就上到圣殿山去。
And they climb up the stairs onto the Temple Mount.
那么这个就在这个阶梯那个地方啊。
Right up by the stairs.
那么那个有一部分的阶梯呢，叫做拉比的阶梯。
At one portion of the stairs are called the rabbi stairs.
许多的拉比呢，就在那里教导他们的学生。
And it is there that the rabbis taught their students.
所以如果你要想找到最好的拉比，最好的老师，你要到阶梯去找的。
If you want to find the best rabbis, the best teachers, you need to go to those stairs.
像保罗不是他有一个最好的老师，就是Gamaliel, 就是加马利。
Remember that Paul had a great rabbi under which he learned, that was Gamaliel.
那我们常常想说，这个就拉比一定在教室里面教书的。
We always thought that maybe rabbis taught in the classroom.
但是那个时候的拉比，你记得都是在圣殿里面教导的。
But the rabbis of that time taught in the temple.
所以他们都是坐在那里的。
And they sat there.
所以如果大家今天有机会到耶路撒冷的话，
If you have an opportunity to go to Jerusalem today,
如果你从南边过进去，你还能看见那些阶梯还留下的样子。
When you go through the south, you can still see some of the remaining stairs.
那么那个时候呢，拉比就坐在那里。
And at that time, the rabbi sat there.
很多的学生就站在旁边。
And many students stood there.
那么你记不记得圣经告诉我们说主耶稣在圣殿里教训人？
Do you remember the Bible says that in the temple Jesus taught man?
那么他教训人是在哪里教训人呢?
Where did he teach man?
那么就是在阶梯的地方教训人。
It was right at those stairs.
所以整个这个圣殿的广场都叫做圣殿。
So the whole temple square is called the temple.
所以你不要以为说进到圣所至圣所才叫圣殿，不是的。
Don't think that you have to enter the holy of holies or the holy place. That is the temple.
严格说来，你到了拉比的阶梯根本还没有上去呢。
Strictly speaking, if you arrive at the rabbi steps, you haven't even gone in.
但圣经告诉我们，主耶稣在圣殿里教导人。
But the Bible says that the Lord taught in the temple.
那你说怎么知道主耶稣是在那里教导的呢？
So how do we say that Jesus taught there?
你记不记得马太福音二十三章那里主耶稣讲到他怎样对付怎样责备一些法利赛人？
Do you remember when in Matthew 23 our Lord Jesus dealt with some Pharisees?
那么你记不记得他讲的他们说好像坟市的坟墓，好像是个被粉饰的坟墓。
Do you remember when he mentioned
打扮过的坟墓？
He mentioned that those Pharisees were like stone-washed tombs.
其实里面都是一些死人的骨头。
But it's just like dead man's bones inside.
你知道为什么主耶稣这样讲呢？
Why did the Lord say that?
主耶稣讲这些话常常是就地取材，常常就着当时候有什么事情，他就拿来讲了。
So what he would do is he would take what was happening, current events at that time, and use that as an illustration.
所以你能想想啊，当那个时候许多的学生，许多的人围绕着主耶稣的时候。
So when many students were surrounding our Lord,
他们只要坐在那个阶梯那个地方。
As long as they stood at the steps,
他们就能看见橄榄山的情形。
They can see the condition of Mount of Olives.
那橄榄，尤其在那个部分，你所看见的橄榄山。
So at that place, when you see the Mount of Olives,
你就会发现橄榄山上有很多的坟墓。
You'll see that there are many tombs there.
那么犹太最有钱的人通通葬在那里。
And the richest Jews always were buried there.
因为他们等候弥赛亚来。
Because they are waiting for the Messiah.
他们想说，如果弥赛亚来的话，他们应该第一个复活的。
They felt that if the Messiah arrives, they should be resurrected first.
所以有钱的人坟墓通通是在橄榄山那里。
So all the wealthy Jews had the tombs by Mount of Olives.
所以如果你远远看过去的话，那通通是坟墓。
So if you look afar, you'll see all tombs.
那尤其是如果你是在那个这个拉比阶梯那个地方一坐，你看得很清楚的。
And especially if you sat by the rabbi's steps, it was very clear.
那主耶稣讲那段话的时候，
So when the Lord spoke those words,
就是没有多久就要有逾越节了。
After very, very, in a very short period of time, there would be a Passover.
所以主耶稣讲这段话是在逾越节前不久说的。
So Jesus spoke those words right before Passover.
那么每年到了逾越节，快到逾越节的时候。
So every year at Passover,
那些等候弥赛亚的人，
those who are waiting the Messiah,
他们非常的紧张。
They're very nervous.
他们觉得如果每年弥赛亚回来的话，他们多半是应该是选逾越节的时候回来。
They always felt that if the Lord were to return, he would return during the Passover.
所以呢，他们就想说，那么大概如果今年弥赛亚要来的话，大概是逾越节的时候要来。
So they would think if this year the Lord were to return, it would be the Messiah would return, it would be during Passover.
那么当然这些人在那这个在坟墓就在橄榄山就是希望迎接弥赛亚来的。
So those near the tombs and the cemeteries were waiting to welcome the Lord Messiah back.
所以他们为着要迎接弥赛亚来。
So to welcome the Messiah.
怕弥赛亚来的时候那个坟墓很难看的。
The Messiah, the tombs were actually very ugly.
所以这个时候呢，他们一定把那个坟墓再粉刷一遍。
So they needed to wash those tombs.
粉刷。
To stonewash
them. Paint them.
To paint them.
所以把它这通通再粉刷的干干净净、漂漂亮亮的。
So they would paint them and beautify them.
所以每年你看好了，只要一到逾越节，快到逾越节的时候，你看很多人就忙着来粉刷整理那个坟墓，外面弄得好好，很漂亮，很漂亮。
So when it came to the Passover, you would see that many people were beautifying and painting all the tombs.
所以主耶稣就根据那幅图画。
So the Lord used that picture.
那么就用这幅图画给我们看，给我们看见许多时候我们外面粉饰的很漂亮，其实我们里面乃是死人的骨头。
He shows us that on outwardly we are painted very beautifully, but inwardly we are but dead bones.
你看我们的主讲的话是一针见血，是非常准确的。
Our Lord spoke a very accurate word.
所以我们看到说，所以那么主耶稣在什么时候讲这些话的呢？
When did the Lord speak these words?
那么毫无疑问，他就是在圣殿山，当他一进到快进那个圣殿的时候，你看很自然就对着那个景色，主耶稣就很自然的就讲了那一番的话。
So unquestionably, our Lord spoke those words as he was looking at that part of the mountain.
所以这个就是圣殿的情形。
This is the condition of the temple.
你看见在阶梯上，这是圣殿。
On the steps, that is the temple.
你上到广场里面也是圣殿。
On the temple square, that is also the temple.
他在圣殿里面赶出牛羊鸽子，卖牛羊鸽子的。
When he cast out all those who were selling oxen.
那这个就表示你已经到了广场上了。
That means you've already arrived at the market.
那为什么会有卖牛羊鸽子的呢？
Why would there be those selling all the animals?
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
你一登上这个圣殿山的时候。
As soon as you climb the temple mount.
你发现有个很大的院子。
There is a huge court.
那个院子叫做外邦人院 ,Gentile court.
That court is called the Gentile court.
因为圣殿不是要成为万国祷告的殿吗？
Isn't the temple supposed to be those a house of prayer for all?
For all nations.
For all nations.
所以所有的外邦人都可以到那去祷告的。
So all the Gentiles can come to pray.
所以那个院子叫做外邦人的院。
So that was called the Gentile court.
什么人都有的。
Everybody could come.
不一定是以色列人，不是以色列人，他们也可以来祷告。
Even if you're not of Israel, you can come and pray.
所以在那一带热闹得很。
So it is very, very crowded.
所以祭司就在那摆摊子。
So priests out there would put out their little tables.
那么所以就有卖牛羊鸽子等等这些东西。
And they sell all those different animals.
那么这个就是在什么？这个就是在圣殿山的这个情形。
And that was the condition of the Temple Mount.
不过虽然这个外邦人可以上到圣殿山去。
Even though the Gentiles could come.Into the Temple Mount.
他没有多久会发现有一个矮墙。
They will actually see a very low wall.
那么那个矮墙很明显的给你知道说你是外邦人，你应该止步，你不可能再往前走了。
The lower wall actually shows them that they are but Gentiles. You have to stop. You cannot move forward.
这个就是保罗告诉我们说，外邦人跟犹太人中间有一道墙，就是指的那道墙来说。
And this wall is what Paul referred to when he said there was a wall between Gentiles and the Jews.
你一上到圣殿山
，as soon as you climb the Temple Mount，
你觉得这是祷告的地方。
You say this is a place of prayer.
你觉得你是来到神的面前。
You've come before the presence of God.
你没有想到你自己是外邦人。
You would have never thought that you were a Gentile.
你没有想到你自己是外人。
You never thought you were an outward person.
可是你没有多久，你一碰到一快到那座矮墙的地方。
But right before you arrive at that low wall.
如果你是外邦人的话。
If you are a Gentile.
你知道说我最多到这里就完了。
You know that the most I can arrive is at there.
我可以来到神的殿祷告。
I can come to the temple to pray.
但是我不能越过那个墙。
But I cannot cross that wall.
那个墙不属于我的。
That wall is not mine.
所以因为这个缘故。
For that reason.
弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗所说的那个外邦人跟以色列人中间的那一道墙。
So that is the wall that Paul referred to between the people of Israel and the Gentiles.
你只要到圣殿山上去。
As long as you go to the Temple Mount.
你看见你发现说外邦人也有权利到圣殿去。
The Gentiles have the right to go to the temple.
他可以到神面前祷告。
They can go before God's presence to pray.
但是就那么多了。
But that's it.
你不可能越过那道墙。
It's impossible for you to cross that wall.
你每次看见那堆墙的时候。
Every time you see that wall.
你就要问说谁是那么有福气能够越过那道墙。
You have to ask who is blessed enough to be able to cross that wall.
因为你越过那道墙以后。
So because once you cross that wall.
你就来到了圣殿的本部，就是 temple proper.
You arrive at the temple proper.
那么这个所谓的圣殿的本部是什么地方呢？
What is the temple proper?
那就是在这个广场最中央的部分。
It is the most central part of the square.
你看见吗？在最中央的这个地方。
And the most central part.
那么结果你发现有一个建筑啊，是朝着东边。
Then you'll see a building that's facing the east.
它的门呢是为着东边，是向着橄榄山开的。
The gates open towards the Mount of Olives.
那么就在这个部分，你看见吗？有这个圣殿，这就是所谓圣殿的 proper.
So this is the temple proper.
那么然后你要从这个门进去。
And you have to enter the gate.
这个就是圣经中的美门。
And this is called the beautiful gate.
那么好了，大家不要忘记，你看见吗？所以这个你进到这个里面去，那么不是所有人都可以进去的。
Not everybody can come into this gate.
所有的外邦人都挡在这个墙的外面。
All the Gentiles are blocked by that low wall.
你越过了墙，你才能来到圣殿。
You can, if you cross that wall, you can enter the temple.
那么神的名字就放在至圣所里面。
And God's name is placed in the Holy of Holies.
如果你要亲近神的话。
If you want to draw nigh to God,
你必须要越过那道墙才可以。
First, you have to cross that low wall.
你来到圣殿广场不够的。
You cannot just come to the temple square.
这个最多是你祷告的地方。
The most you can do is pray there.
但是有人比你更靠近神。
But there are those who are closer to you than to God than you.
有人和神的关系是更密切的。
There are those who have a better relationship than you.
如果你觉得祷告已经很靠近神了。
If you thought that prayer was enough to be close to God. 结果
有人比你更靠近。
There are others who are even closer.
能够跑到墙的那边去。
They can cross that wall.
所以你想想看，所有这些外邦人。
All these Gentiles.
如果他们到圣殿山上去的话。
If they were to go to the Temple Mount.
一面他们很高兴我们终于来到了圣殿山。
On one hand, they're very happy that finally they've arrived at the temple. We can pray. Because this is the temple for all nations to pray
at.
But that's it. You cannot take another step. You can draw nigh to God, but only to a certain point. Sorry, after this point, you can't move. But some other ones are more privileged than you. Some have received more grace, it seems.
有人好像更讨神的喜悦。
It seems that some have pleasured God more.
在全世界这么多人里面。
In all the world,
神拣选了一般的人。
God has chosen a certain people.
这一般人比别人更靠近他自己。
And these people are even closer to him.
那我们一定要说。
So we have to say,
过了这个墙的这一般人。
Those who cross the wall,
他们是被蒙拣选的族类。
Those are a chosen race.
他们一定是在这么多人里面神选上他们了。
Among all these people, God has chosen them.
只有这些人可以越过墙去。
Only those can cross the wall.
然后可以进到圣殿
and can enter the temple
然后可以到圣所
and can go into the holy place
可以到至圣所
and into the holy of holies
那么这什么意思就是你能够很靠近很靠近神
that means you can draw very close to God
自从人堕落犯罪以后
ever since man fell in sin
你看就是罪叫人和神隔了很远很远
it is sin that separated God and man
弟兄姊妹这是人类最大的痛苦
this is the greatest hurt and pain in mankind.
那个痛苦乃是隔绝 isolation 的痛苦。
That suffering and that hurt is of isolation.
他远远看见神的爱。
They, from afar, they see God's love.
远远看见神的荣耀。
From afar, they see God's glory.
他不能靠近。
But they cannot draw nigh.
他弟兄姊妹，他不能够靠近，不能靠近，因为他犯了罪，他是个罪人。
They cannot draw nigh because they've committed sin. They are a sinner.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们不能够亲近神
Today, if we cannot draw nigh to God
我们就变成宇宙的孤儿 Orphan
We become the orphan in this world
你看见今天许多人的痛苦就是孤儿的痛苦
Many people's hurt today is a hurt of an orphan
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？你如果到这个到这个圣殿山去的话
If you arrive at the Temple Mount
那么你只要看圣殿山那个结构
You just have to see the structure of the temple.
你要说那些人是蒙拣选的族类。
You have to cry out, those are a chosen race.
那些人是最蒙福的人。
Those are the most blessed.
到底是什么条件我也能够在他们中间呢
So what is the condition that we can also be part of that?
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你只要到圣殿山去。
As long as you arrive at the temple mount.
你就能看见这样的一幅图画。
You can see this picture.
好了那么现在假定你越过了那道墙。
So let's say, for example, you cross that wall.
那就表示说你是属于那个圈子里面的。
That means you're part of that inner circle.
那就表示你是蒙拣选的族类。
It means that you are that chosen race.
你是特别的一般人。
You are a special people.
那么好了，那么现在呢，你有机会能够从美门进去。
Now you have the opportunity to enter the beautiful gate.
你进去的时候，你看你有一个院子。
So when you go in, you'll see another court.
那是很大的院子。
It's a very big court.
这个院子叫做妇人院。
This is the court, the women's court.
所以如果你看这样的一个圣殿的话
So if you see the temple as such,
你一进去，你看有一个前面的一块，那叫做妇人院。
You'll see at the very front part is the women's court.
那么这个名字有一点的误导，有一点 misleading.
This is a little bit misleading.
因为实在说来啊，这个院子乃是属于所有以色列人。
Strictly speaking, that court belongs to all those of Israel.
男女老幼通通聚在那个院子。
Man, woman, young or old, all of them meet at that court.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？所有的以色列人，男男女女、老老少少，通通在那里。
All those young, old men, women gather there.
所以等到他们聚在那个妇人院的时候
So when they gather at the women's court,
这就是他们唱弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美
That is when they sing how good and pleasant it is for brethren to be gathered together.
现在你来到神的殿
Now you've arrived at God's temple.
现在所有那些蒙神拣选的人
So all those who are chosen by God.
他可以是男丁他可以是妇女
He could be a man, could be a woman.
可以是老人，可以是少年。
Can be old, can be young.
但是只要他是蒙拣选的以色列人。
As long he's a chosen person of Israel.
当他们团聚在那个院子的时候。
When they gather together in that court.
你知道他们要怎么说呢
？What do they say?
他们说我们是一家人。
They say we are one family.
我们不光是一家人。
Not only are we one family.
我们乃是神家里的人。
We are of God's family.
We belong to the household of God. 我们是家里面那个。
We belong to the household of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个殿是个物质的东西。
That temple is a material thing.
但是什么时候以色列人感觉到我们是家里面的人
？But when the people of Israel feel that they are the household of God,
大卫不是这样祷告吗
？Didn't David say that prayer?
但是我一生一世能住在耶和华的殿中。
That I want to live forever in my house of God.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是现在有一个地方在现有一个地方
There is one place.
当所有这些蒙拣选的人聚在一起的时候
When all those who have been chosen gather together.
他们能说我们是神家里面的
They can say we are of the household of God.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers,
如果以色列人
If the people of Israel.
他们有一个机会能够对所有的以色列人说我们是神家里面的人
If they have an opportunity to say we are of the household of God.
那就是他们聚在妇人院的时候
It is when they gather together in the women's court.
所以每年三次他们到耶路撒冷去过节
So every year, three times they go to Jerusalem to celebrate a feast.
请大家记得叫他们最难忘的一刻
Please remember that the most unforgettable portion
就是当他们团聚他们聚在那个妇人院的时候
It's when they gather together in the women's court
然后妇人院再上去一点它这个慢慢慢慢往西边慢慢高起来的
And actually if you go further west and it goes a little slanted up
结果你发现从妇人院有12、15个阶梯
So from the women's court you will then see 15 steps
大概是半圆形的
It is semi-circular
然后从那里呢就进到了这个圣殿里
So at that time, you go into the temple.
那么那个时候呢，只有男丁。
At that time, only men.
他们可以带着礼物，就可以进到里面去。
Only the males can go in bearing presents.
因为在那个圣殿里面有一个院叫做以色列人院。
Because there is also a court called the Court of Israel.
以色列人院就是他们每年来过节，他们不能够空手来见主的。
And it is at that court, it means that you cannot come empty-handed.
所以他们一定要带着土产进去。
They always have to bring of what they've harvested.
那么这个时候只有男丁可以进去。
At this time, only the males can go in.
因为男是代表所有的以色列人。
Because the males represent all the people of Israel.
就像主耶稣叫5000个人吃饱。
Just like when our Lord said 5,000 were fed.
但是妇女和小孩不算在里面。
But the women and the children were not counted in that 5,000.
所以真正要到殿里面去代表的乃是些男丁去代表的。
So the representatives are the males going in.
所以小朋友就不可以上去了。
So children cannot go in.
所以你看妇女就不可以上去。
Women cannot go in.
因为这个缘故。
For that reason.
那就称那个院叫做妇人的院。
And that you have the women's court.
然后上去就是以色列的院。
And then if you go, you have the court of the Israelites.
但他不能一直往前去的。
But you cannot move forward.
到了一个时候，他们不能再往前走了。
At one point, you stop.
因为在以色列的院里面有一个叫做祭司院。
Because in the court of the Israelites, there is also the priest's court.
那只有祭司可以进去了。
At that place, only the priest can enter.
那么一进到祭司院里面
，When you enter the priest's court,
就好像你在旷野里面，在会幕里面一样了。
It is as if you were in the tabernacle.
所以现在呢，一进到祭司院里面，有个外院。
So in the priest's court, there's an outer court.
那么在外院里面就会有个大的祭坛。
And in the outer court, there's a big altar.
那个祭坛很大的。
That altar is very big.
大概是 你如果走五十步才这个它大到一个地步，你要走五十步才走完的。
It is big enough that it is, you have to take 50 steps before you'll take the whole length.
它的高呢，大概有十公尺高。
Its height is about 10 meters high.
Yeah, 所以大概是 Ezra 五个那么高。
It is five times the size of Ezra.
所以你可以看得见，这个是很大很大的祭坛。
It is a very big altar.
那只有祭司可以进去。
But only the priest can enter.
没有人，其他人，你普通男丁也不能进去。
Men cannot just go in.
然后祭司不光可以在外院，他可以进到圣所。
But the priests are not only on the outer court, they can also go into the holy place.
那么圣所跟至圣所中间有一个幔子。
And there is a veil between the holy place and the holy of holies.
那么一年一次。
And once every year,
大祭司带着血才能够进到至圣所里面。
The high priest can enter carrying blood into the holy of holies.
当然，弟兄姊妹，你越往上去，最后最就越靠近至圣所。
The more you climb up, the closest you are to the holy of holies. 那神的荣
耀和他同在就在至圣所里面。
And his glory and his presence is in the holy of holies.
所以，弟兄姊妹，你现在看得很清楚吗？
So now very clearly you see.
我们这些外邦人。
We who are Gentiles,
我们最多只能在外邦院。
The most we can do is stick in the Gentile court.
但是你看，有的人他们已经进到了圣殿的本身里面去。
But there are others who have gone into the temple proper.
那么你看见他们全部聚在一起。
And when they gather together,
然后他们唱说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善。何等的美！
And they sing how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
而且每年大概到了祝棚节的时候，
And during the Feast of the Tabernacles,
他们有一个习惯。
They had a habit.
那个习惯就是利未人也好，或者拉比也好，在主耶稣那是拉比也好。
They had a custom, whether it be Levite or whether it be a rabbi.
那么那个时候呢，他们因为不是从这个妇人院到这个以色列院有十五个阶梯吗？
Remember, there are 15 steps that they have to climb from the women's court to the Israelite court.
所以那个时候他们就唱诗篇上行诗。
So at that time they sing the song of ascent.
从一百二十篇一直唱到一百三十四篇。
So they sing Psalm 120 to Psalm 134.
第一个阶梯一百二十一篇。
The first step Psalm 120.
一百二十篇
Psalm 120.
然后一百二十一篇。
Then Psalm 121.
然后一百三十三篇。
Then Psalm 133.
想想看。
Think about it.
133篇表示他们已经快到门槛了。
Psalm 133 is at the footsteps of that gate.
然后到了134篇，当然就到了门槛。
And Psalm 134, they've arrived.
Arrived at 就到了门槛。No, threshold.
At the threshold.
所以你看见一步一步的就。用图画来说就更靠近神。
So step by step, pictorially, you see they are arriving, drawing nigh to God.
如果你仔细读圣经的话，
if you read very carefully,
就是在这个妇人院里面很多故事发生的。
There are many stories that happen in the women's court.
比方说在这个妇人院里面，
for example, in the women's court,
你会发现有很多像喇叭状一样的东西。
You'll see
一个盒子。
You'll see that there are many square-shaped boxes,
like a trumpet,
like trumpets.
那么这个每一个这种喇叭的样子啊，
and all these that are shaped like trumpets,
都事实上是什么呢？是奉献箱。
Those are actually offering boxes.
那么不光这个有两种，
there are two types.
一种就是丁税，就是那个 temple tax.
One is the temple tax.
那么如果你是以色列人，你到了圣殿一定要付你的丁税的。
If you're an Israelite and you go to the temple, you have to pay your tax.
还有呢，如果你爱主的话，你也可以把钱放在里面，这就是所谓的奉献箱。
And also, if you love God, you can also put an offering in.
你记不记得有个寡妇投了两个小钱？
Do you remember a widow who put in two coins?
她在哪里投的呢？
Where did she put the two coins?
她就是在妇人院里面投的。
She put it in the women's court.
而且主耶稣可以坐在那里看的。
And Jesus was sitting there looking.
所以你可以知道说，那到了过年，到了过节的时候，那是最热闹、最热闹的地方。
So during the feast, that is the time when it is the most crowded.
那么到了祝棚节的时候，
So during the Feast of Tabernacles,
刚开始的他到了祝棚节，他们有一个习惯。
They have a custom.
就是到时候啊，他们在这个妇人院里面，他们弄了一个很大很大的灯台。
So in the women's court, they put a huge lampstand.
那么，所以大家记不记得主耶稣说，主耶稣他怎么说呢？他说，我就是世界的光。
Remember when Jesus said that I am the light of the world?
他为什么说这句话呢？
Why did he say that?
因为和那个时候过节有关系。
Because it has to do with the feast.
就是当他们在那里把这些把这个灯台拿出来的时候。
When they brought out that big lampstand.
然后一亮的时候，那么对就引起大家的欢呼。
And soon as it became bright, everybody rejoiced.
那么这个时候，主耶稣用这个机会让他们看见他就是世界上的。
So Jesus took this opportunity to show them that he is the light of the world.
所以我想我们很我们明白了。
So now we understand.
许多圣经所描写的在圣殿里面，你要问在什么地方
？Many descriptions in the Bible, we need to ask where did it happen?
这个现，比方说，有的时候是在阶梯里。
Maybe it was happened at during on the stairs.
有的时候在所罗门廊下
，or under the Solomon's porch.
有的时候在卖牛羊鸽子的地方
，or where they sold all the animals.
有的时候你已经到了美门了
，or you've arrived at the beautiful gate.
有的时候你已经在那个在那个在妇人院里面
，or you're in the women's court.
所以圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣看见他付了两，看见他看见什么？看见他这个。看见他这个这个投了两个小钱，弟兄姊妹，就是发生在那里的。
So the Bible says that Jesus saw the widow put two coins in, it happened there.
那个犹大卖了主以后，他把这钱就丢回来，丢在哪里？也是丢在那一带的。
And when Judas, when he betrayed our Lord, where did he throw his money? In that area.
所以我们知道说，这个很多圣经里面所记载的故事，实在说来，很多就发生在那个范围里面。
So many stories that happen in the Bible are in that sphere.
那我们刚才所读的约翰福音第七章，也就是发生在那里。
So what we just read in John chapter 7, that also happened there.
那么我们知道说到了节期的末日的时候
We know at the end of the feast,
最大之日
the great day of the feast,
让耶稣站起来高声说
Jesus stood and cried out,
人若渴了可以到我这里来
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
那么为什么主这样说呢
Why did the Lord say that?
为什么主要高声说呢
Why did he have to cry out?
你就知道说这个是人生沸腾的时候，很多声音的时候，你看这个时候，主耶稣一定要用大一点声音来说。
You know that in amongst a lot of noise, the Lord had to cry out.
因为那是最后的一天。
Because that was the last day.
也是祝棚节最大的一天。
And it was also the greatest day.
那么根据那个时候的规矩
，According to the rules of that time，
一大早这个祭司们呢、啊、就起来。
Early in the morning, the priest would rise up.
他们就拿了很多的器皿啊，装水的那个器皿，就跑到了希罗亚的池子去了。
So many, they would take all the vessels and bring it to the pool of Siloam.
然后从那里呢，就引了好多，就取了好多好多的水。
And they would gather much water.
大家不要忘记，最近就是没有不到一两个月吧，科学家发现说。果然那个井是圣经里果然那个希罗亚池子就是圣经里面的一点都没有错、
Don't forget that about 2 months ago archaeologists proved that the pool was actually of that time of the Lord
所以、
and the Bible
是 biblical 的是圣经里面的就是西西家 Hezekiah 那个时候的井那个时候的那个水
It is actually the same pool as the time of Hezekiah
所以我们知道说这个祭司们呢一定要到那里去取水
So the priest there would go there to gather water.
然后他们挑了很多的水就到了圣殿。
And they would gather much water into the temple.
那么这个时候他们要做一件事。
And they have to do something.
他们就把那个水啊就从圣殿的门槛。
So at the threshold of the temple, they would take the water.
就倒下来。
They would pour it down the steps.
这个倒下来这个水啊就慢慢就流过那个半圆形的15个阶梯。
So the water would then flow down on the 15 steps in that semicircular area.
这个每年到了祝棚节一定要做这件事情。
Every year during the Feast of Tabernacles, they had to do this.
有它的原因的。
There's a reason.
我们等一等就会明白了。
We will understand it later.
所以当它这个水慢慢地从圣殿里面出来。
So as the water is flowing out of the temple.
所以给人的感觉是什么感觉呢
?What impression does it give people?
是一个江河啊，从圣殿里面流出来的。
It's as of rivers of water flowing out of the temple.
那么，因为你如果能想象那个建筑是很宏伟，是很伟大的。
If you can imagine the grandioseness of the stairs.
所以每年这个水一流下，那个景观呢是那个景象是那个景是非常非常美丽的。
So it is such a beautiful picture if you see it, water flowing down those steps.
所以当这个水从圣殿流出来的时候
，So when the water water flows out of the temple.
那主耶稣就大声起来，高声说
，Jesus stood up and cried out.
那人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
If any man is thirsty, they can come to me and drink.
信我的人，就如经上所记，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
你眼睛不是看见活水流出来吗
？Don't your eyes see the living waters?
从圣殿的门槛里面流出来吗
？From the threshold of the temple.
那现在让我来告诉你。
Now I want to tell you.
如果你相信来到我这里来
，If you believe in me,
你不光是不需要再渴了
，Not only will you not thirst anymore.
因为你可以到我这里来喝
，Because you come to me and drink.
喝的结果是什么
？And what is the result of drinking?
你喝的人就是相信的人。
The one who drinks is the one who believes.
相信的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And the one who believes from his innermost shall flow rivers of living water.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
主耶稣就着那个时候所发生的事情，现在给犹太以色列人上一堂课。
So through what happened there, our Lord gave a lesson to the Israelites.
所以现在我们就明白是在这种情形底下。
So now under that condition,
现在主耶稣是对以色列全家的人在那里说这句话。
So our Lord is speaking to the whole household of God.
你看所有的以色列人都代表都聚集在这里了。
All the people of Israel are gathered together.
你看现在他们很兴奋，他们觉得很高兴，因为他们终于看见那个圣殿的水，这水从门槛里面流出来了。
They are so excited and happy to see the water flowing from the threshold.
那么大家一定会觉得，为什么他们很高兴，为什么很兴奋呢
？But why are they excited? Why are they happy?
那为什么主耶稣要讲这段话呢
？Why did the Lord have to say this phrase?
所以我们一定要把这个弄清楚了。
We have to be very clear.
那要明白这段圣经，弟兄姊妹。
To understand this passage,
我们需要对于旧约有一点的认识。
We need to understand the Old Testament.
那这个和蒙拣选的族类很有关系。
It has to do with this matter of chosen race.
我们大家都知道以色列人是神的选民。
We know that the people of Israel are God's chosen people.
所以整部旧约的历史乃是神选民的历史。
So the history in the Old Testament is the history of the chosen people.
神和他们立了个约。
God had a covenant with them.
弟兄姊妹，神拣选了他们。
God chose them.
所以你看，所以弟兄姊妹，你看见好像他们有一个权利是别人没有的。
So they had a right that others did not have.
他们与神有一个关系是别人没有的。
They had a relationship with God that others did not have.
整个旧约的历史就是他们的历史。
Throughout the history of the Old Testament, it's their history.
整个旧约的故事就是他们的故事。
The story in the Old Testament is their story.
那么弟兄姊妹都知道。
Brothers, sisters, you all know.
那么特别到了以西结书的时候。
When we arrive at the book of Ezekiel.
当你读以西结书，我们要问以西结书到底讲什么呢
？What does Ezekiel speak of?
那么不要忘记，你要懂得约书亚、约翰福音跟这个以西结很有关系的。
To understand John, you have to understand Ezekiel.
到了以西结先知写以西结的时候，以西结书的时候
，When the prophet Ezekiel wrote Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel.
那个时候可以说以色列快亡国，快没有了，已经快要被什么？快要被巴比伦帝国吞下去了。
So that nation of Israel was almost to become not. They were about to be engulfed by the Babylon.
那么，当这个耶路撒冷还没有沦陷以前，以西结和但以理已经被掳到巴比伦去。
So at that time, Ezekiel and Daniel, before Jerusalem fell, they already had been taken to Babylon.
然后他在巴比伦就看见了异象。
And in Babylon, they saw the vision.
因为他想念自己的故乡。
Because they were thinking of their own homeland.
因为他想到耶路撒冷，想到他生长的地方。
They were thinking of where they grew up in Jerusalem.
所以这个时候呢，天就向以西结就打开了。
So at that time, the heavens opened up to Ezekiel.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个时候你才明白。
And at that time,
看以色列人和神的关系是非常的美好的。
On the surface, the relationship between the people of Israel was good with God.
你读了以西结书，你才明白过来。
But it's only when you read Ezekiel that you understand.
现在你才知道说为什么后来神让。为什么神让这个巴比伦把耶路撒冷城拿下来
？Now you understand why God allowed Babylon to take Jerusalem captive.
然后他们放火烧了
，and then it was burnt.
就在烧这个耶路撒冷整个城的时候
，as Jerusalem was being burnt,
大概这个耶利米就躲在哥哥他的山下。
It probably Jeremiah was at the foot of Golgotha.
当他看见圣殿整个圣城起火的时候
，When he saw the holy city being burnt,
他告诉我们有一个火从天上降下来，烧在他的骨头里面。
He said that there was a fire that came down from the heavens, burning in his bones.
这个烧得他眼泪汪汪，所以他就写了耶利米哀书。
So he was burnt to the bone, so he wrote Lamentations.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗现在整个的耶路撒冷没有了这个不放火烧了你看见好像现在圣殿一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
Jerusalem was burnt down, not a stone was upon a stone.
神不是他们的神吗
Wasn't God their God?
他们不是蒙拣选的族类吗
Weren't they the chosen people?
耶路撒冷不是大君王的京城吗
Isn't Jerusalem the place, the city of the great king?
为什么神好像看也不看呢
Why did God reject them not see?
为什么神任凭他们裸去呢
Why did God allow them to be taken captive?
等到他们经过拉结的坟墓的时候
When they had gone through the cemetery of Rachel
圣经告诉我们拉结嚎啕大哭
The Bible says that Rachel cried out
因为他的儿女都不见了
Because his children are gone
因为他的儿女现在被裸
All the children have been left into taken into captivity.
所以那幅图画是很生动的图画。
It is a very captivating picture.
所以你就看见很清楚这个那个的光景，就是给我们看见说现在那个以色列人就被掳到巴比伦去了。
Very clearly, we see the people of Israel taken captive into Babylon.
那么就在这个还没有完全被掳以前
，Before they were totally taken captive，
以西结先被掳到巴比伦去。
Ezekiel was first taken captive。
现在神就给他看见。
So God showed him。
为什么神任凭以色列人被掳去
？Why did God allow the people of Israel be taken captive？
所以从以西结就明白过来了。
Ezekiel understood。
原来在圣殿里面
，in the temple，
那圣殿应该是敬拜神的地方。
The temple is a place of worship.
结果你没有想到在圣殿里面居然有偶像。
You never thought that there was actually idols in the temple.
最圣洁的地方居然有污秽。
The most holiest of places and there was pollution.
那么这个时候呢神就让以西结看得很清楚了。
At this time, God enabled Ezekiel to see
very clearly. 原来以色列人慢慢地暗中拜了偶像。
The people of Israel slowly were worshiping idols.
他们除了神之外，另外有所爱慕。
Aside from God, they had other things that they loved.
他们没有把神换掉。
They did not exchange God.
他们相信神仍旧是神。
They knew that God was God.
但是现在有一些的东西，有一些人，有一些事，有一些物，代替了神的地位。
But there are certain things, certain people that have taken God's place.
那么慢慢来的，结果慢慢的，的确是这样的情形。
And slowly by slowly it happened.
那么结果是什么呢？
Then what was the result?
现在以西结明白了。
Ezekiel understood.
你如果读以西结前面的一几章圣经的话
，If you read the first chapters of Ezekiel,
那么神就让以西结知道
，God enabled Ezekiel to know
为什么没有多久以后，果然你看见圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头上。
Why eventually there would be no stone upon a stone？
为什么圣殿圣城要被焚烧了
？Why would the temple, the holy city, be burnt？
为什么以色列要被掳到巴比伦去
？Why would the people of Israel be taken captive to Babylon？
如果你问为什么
？If you ask why？
那么以西结是最好的答案。
Ezekiel has the answer.
为什么
？Why?
因为神本来是与人同住的。
Because God abode with man before.
所以神把他荣耀放在至圣所里。
God put His glory in the holy of holies.
在约柜的上面，你看见有神的荣耀。
On top of the altar, there was the glory of God.
这个代表神的同在。
It represents His presence.
神把他的名片，神把他的这个 name card 放在。
God put His name card on the in the.
神说我的名在这里。
He put His name in the holy of holies.
我的同在在这里。
My presence is here.
我的荣耀在这里。
My glory is here.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
为什么
？Why？
因为他愿意与人同住。
Because He wanted to abide with
him. 他是以他的百姓来做他的居所。
He wanted His people to be His abode.
他不是在以石头跟木头堆里面得着安息。
He did not find rest in, among wood or
stones. 那是外邦的偶像。那是外邦的偶像。
Those are idols of the Gentiles.
你只要给他好的庙宇，他们就高兴。
You just have to give them a place to worship like a temple, and they would be happy.
木头跟石头从来没有满足过神的。
Wood and stones never satisfied our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，事实上，神是以他的百姓来做他的居所的。
It is in His people that He finds His abiding.
神要住在他百姓的中间。
God wants to abide in His people.
但是神说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
You have to be holy because I am holy.
弟兄姊妹，因着我们是污秽的。
But because we are not clean.
结果你看见神的圣洁就受到了逼迫。
Because of our uncleanliness, then God's holiness is persecuted.
不光神的圣洁，神的荣耀也受了逼迫。
Not only His holiness, but His glory.
我们稍微用一点比较我们懂得的例子来说。
Let us use an example that we can understand.
你知道有的时候两个人呢住在一个屋檐底下并不容易。
Sometimes it's difficult for two people to live under one roof.
尤其是夫妇住在一起。
Especially a couple.
本来是两个屋檐底下过日子的。
Before they used to live under two different roofs.
现在呢两个人跑到一个屋檐底下。
Now they're under one roof.
如果两个人呢都很邋遢都很随便就没有事情发生。
If both of them were sloppy, then it would be okay.
但如果有一个很干净
But if one is very clean,
有一个呢又是不爱干净
and the other one is sloppy,
那这个时候就很困难了
then you have difficulties.
你看这个十字架就背得很重很重了
then it is a big cross to bear.
有一个先生啊被他太太干净的一点办法也没有
There was one husband who was always being cleansed by his wife.
有一个弟兄到他家里面去
So one day, a brother went into his home.
他看见他把沙发也倒过来，什么都弄乱七八糟。
He noticed that everything was turned upside down.
那么弟兄就问他，你为什么这样做呢？
The brother asked, "Why are you doing this?"
他说，我受不了了，受不了了。
I said, "I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore."
现在我终于我的太太回娘家去了。
So now I'm going to send my mom to my wife to mother's house.
所以现在我要把我的家大大弄脏弄乱了。
Now that she's with her mother, I'm going to do with her how I please with my home.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果一个人非常非常爱干净的话
，So if somebody really likes to clean,
你擦过他要再擦一遍。
If you've cleaned it once, it's going to clean it again.
有的还用白手套摸摸看你擦的干净不干净。
Maybe they'll use a white glove to see if it's clean.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个人太干净了，你看见吗
？If somebody is so clean.
所以不是脏的人走，就是干净的人走。
If it's not the one who is unclean that leaves, the clean person leaves.
所以你看见很多人离婚是因为脏的人把干净的人逼跑了。
There are many divorces because the clean sends away the unclean.
或者是干净的把肮脏的人逼跑了。
Or vice versa.
但是不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹
，No matter what，
你看见问题就在这里。你看没有办法，有的人就是把什么事情都摆得好好的。
So it's unavoidable. Certain people have their set ways.
但是太太就是乱的，什么都是乱的。
Or a spouse is just so sloppy.
那么你千万不要替他收拾。
But don't try to clean for them.
因为他乱里面有序啊。
Because in the sloppiness there is order.
哎，他这样乱，他能找到东西。
Even in the sloppiness, they can see something.
你给他整理一下，他反而找不到东西。
If you actually clean it up, they can't find it.
你看每个人不一样。
Everybody is different.
所以弟兄姊妹，从人的角度来看
，So a man's point of view,
你看急一点，慢一点，没有什么，这个是性情不一样。
Slow or faster, it's all different.
有的人就是有洁癖，有的人就是马马虎虎 ，sloppy.
Some are very clean, some are just sloppy.
我们如果用这个来做比方的话
，If we were to use this as an example,
你看见神乃是宇宙中最圣洁。
You will see that God is the most holy of all in the world.
神不能容忍一点的罪恶。
God cannot stand any sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果要与神同住的话
，If you want to abide with the Lord,
如果我们说我们要住在主里面，主也住在我们里
，If we want to say we abide in the Lord and the Lord abides in us,
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
你可以一句话都不说
，You might say not a single word.
你可以很有礼貌
，You might be very polite.
你不必去赶他
，You don't have to send him away.
不要忘记，如果他是爱干净的人
，If he is the one who likes to be clean,
那么你的马马虎虎，你的乱，迟早有一天要把他赶走的。
Your sloppiness one day will send him away.
你的话都是最温柔的话。
Your words might be very gentle.
你的话都是 civil， 都是最文明的话。
Your words are very civil.
但是你只要是怎样怎样的，你看他就受不了了。
And if, but depending on how your actions are, the person might not be able to stand it. So, brothers and sisters,
你现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
结果经过了很长的时间。
After much time,
神忍耐，再忍耐，再忍耐。
God is patient and patient and patient.
到了有一天
，until one day,
连神的忍耐都用光。
Even God's patience ran out.
神最不能忍耐的。
God cannot have patience or tolerate
人的罪恶
and that is man's sin.
人的肉体
man's flesh
还有偶像
and idols.
你看神是嫉妒的神
God is a jealous God.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是神的性情
This is God's nature.
这是 the attribute of God. 这是神的属性
This is the attribute of God.
这是神的荣耀
This is His glory.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
不错，神拣选了以色列
Yes, He chose the people of Israel.
神要和他们同住
He wants to abide with them.
神说他们是我的子民，我是他们的神
God said, "These are my people, and I am their God."
现在他们住在一起了
Now they live together.
你明白吗
？Do you see that?
本来是个人住在个人的不同地方
Before they used to abide separately.
没有结婚以前
Before they got married.
你挤牙膏的时候是挤尾巴。
Before, when you squeeze the toothpaste, you squeeze it from the bottom.
挤牙膏是挤前面的。
But the spouse will squeeze it from the top.
所以这个时候就有问题了。
Now you have a problem.
你要挤后面，他要挤前面。
You want to squeeze the back, and the other one squeeze the front.
所以你看见吗？ 当然解决办法， 两个牙膏就解决了。
So obviously, the solution is to have two toothpastes.
但是不管怎么样，
But don't,
no matter what. 为什么这个屋檐底下有那么多的难处在哪里？
Why are there so many difficulties under one roof?
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see this?
这个就是，所以我们看见到了。 有一天,
One day,
你看见说, 结果人的罪逼迫了神的荣耀。
Man's sin persecuted God's glory.
所以那个时候以西结看见了。
At that time, Ezekiel saw.
到了以色列光景, 到了完全荒凉, 没有救药的时候。
When the condition of the people of Israel got so bad, no hope.
结果圣经告诉我们说,
The Bible told us.
神的荣耀就开始撤退了。
God's glory started to move back.
你看见吗?
Withdraw.
他的荣耀本来在至圣所里面。
His glory was in the Holy of Holies.
现在以西结告诉我们说, 神的荣耀慢慢就跑到圣所里面。
And Ezekiel said his glory then withdrew to the holy place.
就来到了圣殿门槛。
And then to the threshold of the temple.
就来到了圣殿外院。
And then to the outer court.
然后他就升上去了。
And then it ascended.
但不立刻升到天上去。
But it didn't immediately go up.
他就跑到了橄榄山。
It went to the Mount of Olives.
在橄榄山他又停留了一会儿。
And he waited at the Mount of Olives.
好像依依不舍的。
As if he couldn't want to leave.
最后看见一点希望也没有。
But when he saw there was no much hope.
然后神的荣耀从橄榄山就升到天上去。
Then God's glory left Mount of Olives into heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
don't forget.
这个是的的确确，我们的的确确，我们知道的的确确，在公元前600多年左右。
This happened in 600 BC.
你看见神的荣耀果然从地上升到天上。
God's glory left this earth into heaven.
你说怎么知道？
We say, how do you know?
这是以西结书告诉我们。
This is what Ezekiel tells us.
神当他与人同住的时候，
When God abode with man,
你看神的荣耀在至圣所。
God's glory was in the Holy of Holies.
人会软弱。
Man will be weak.
人会失败,
Man will fall.
神会赦免,
God will forgive.
你看神满有恩典,
God is full of grace.
神满了怜悯,
He is full of mercy.
满了慈爱,
full of love.
但他看见, 但等到他看到, 好像这个人一去不回头, 好像再也不能回头。
But when you see somebody who has not going to repent or return,
那现在神有一个办法。
God has one way.
你看见不是你走就是我走。
If you don't go, I go.
所以现在你看见神的荣耀撤退了。
So God's glory withdrew.
神的荣耀仍旧在宇宙当中。
His glory is still in the universe.
不过他从地上撤退到天上去。
But from the earth he withdrew to the heavens.
所以现在你读但以理书。
So now when you read Daniel.
或者读那些那个时候的书的话。
Or the books during that time.
你看见神称作天上的神。
You will see that God is called the God in the heavens.
本来在创世纪的时候,
in Genesis,
你看神是天地的主,
He is the God of heaven
the
and
Lord,
earth.
Lord of heaven and earth.
The Lord of heaven and earth.
所以弟兄姊妹,他不光在天上,他也在地上。
Not only was he in heaven, but he was on earth.
但是现在不行,
but now it's different.
你看见神撤退到天上去,
God had withdrawn into heaven.
神仍旧是神,
God is God.
但是现在你读以赛亚书,
But in Isaiah,
神啊, 你是自隐的神, 有乎, 你是把自己藏起来的神,
You are the hidden God.
弟兄姊妹, 现在你找不到他了。
Now you can't find him.
好像神 play hide and seek, 神在那里捉迷藏一样。
As if God is playing hide and seek.
本来他一定在至圣所里面。
Before he absolutely was in the temple, Holy of Holies. His name was there.
他的荣耀在哪里?
His glory was there.
现在不行了。
But no longer.
弟兄姊妹, 你如果仔细读圣经的话,
If you read the Bible carefully,
的确有一段的时间,
Indeed, there was a time,
没有问题的,
No question,
神的荣耀回到天上去,
God's glory returned to heaven,
神仍旧是神,
God is still God,
神仍旧是宇宙的神,
God is still the God of the universe.
不过, 弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
现在你在地上好像找不到他一样,
On earth as if you cannot find him,
他捉迷藏可以躲在一个地方, 好像没有神一样,
He would play hide and seek to a point as if there were no God.
所以今天有人说宇宙中没有神呢,
So today some say there's no God in the universe.
今天有人说神已经死了,
They say God is dead.
你知道为什么吗?
Why do they say that?
只有以西结能告诉你为什么。
Only Ezekiel can answer that.
因为神隐藏起来,
Because God is hidden.
神躲到天上去,
God is hidden into the heavens.
现在你要看神的荣耀吗?
Now you want to see God's glory?
到天上去,
Go to heaven.
现在你要知道神的这 就是圣洁吗？
You want to know God's holiness?
到天上去。
Go to the heaven.
神的同在在天上。
His presence is in heaven.
神的荣耀在天上。
His glory is in heaven.
哪里有神的同在？
Wherever is the presence of God?
哪里就是天堂。
That is heaven.
本来天堂来过地上。
Before heaven had come down to earth.
本来你到了至圣所，这就是天在地上出现。
And the holy of holies was the manifestation of heaven on earth.
所以大卫说，我宁可在神的，我宁可在这里住一天，胜过在别的地方住千年。
So David said, I want to live here as opposed to living 1,000 years elsewhere. I want to be a gatekeeper in God's household.
因为哪这里有神的同在，这里就是天堂。
Wherever there is God's presence, there is the heaven.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你本来的天离开你很远，你要爬多远你才能碰到天？
Before the heaven was so far away from you.
现在以色列人只要到了耶路撒冷，他就靠天很近了。
Now the people of Israel just have to arrive at Jerusalem and they're close to
heaven. 到了那个妇人院，你看好近好近了。
At the women's court, they are so near.
你能够说神的荣耀就在隔壁。
You can say that the God's glory is in the neighbor.
你只要唱诗歌，他能听得见。
When you sing a hymn, he can hear.
你想想看，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
世界上有这样一般的族类。
There is this race.
神给他们何等的是他们何等的权利
？They have such a right.
他们能说神与我们同住。
They can say that God dwells with us.
神是我们的神，我们是他的子民。
God is our God, and we are His people.
不要忘记
，but don't forget，
这是指着神与人同住的时候。
This is when God dwells among us.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget，
根据以西结书
，according to Ezekiel，
结果神的荣耀撤退了。
God's glory withdrew.
想想看
Think about it.
神的荣耀如果撤退了
If God's glory is to withdraw,
圣殿就变成空的房子
The temple becomes an empty building.
耶路撒冷就变成空的城
Jerusalem becomes an empty city.
一切都失去它的意义
Everything loses its meaning.
当神同在在这里的时候
When God's presence is here,
神许可有一个圣殿
God allows there to be a temple.
神许可有一个看得见的圣城
God allows there to be a visible holy city.
来代表他的旨意
To represent his will.
但现在问题在哪里
But where,、oh, the problem is this.
因为那个 reality, 因为那个实际没有了
Because the reality is gone.
结果怎么办呢？
What happens?
等到神的荣耀一退出走了
When God's glory leaves
你光是有外面的没有里面
You only have the outward You don't have the inward
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在圣殿和所有的建筑都是一模一样
So now the temple and the rest of all the buildings
有什么两样有什么两样
They're no different
本来圣殿所以圣殿因为神在那里
The temple was the temple because God was there
耶路撒冷和巴黎有什么两样
What's the difference between Jerusalem and Paris
耶路撒冷和伦敦有什么两样
What's the difference between Jerusalem and London.
Jerusalem, 所以是耶路撒冷
Jerusalem is Jerusalem.
因为圣殿在哪里
Because the temple is there.
现在神的同在不见了
But when God's presence is gone,
神的荣耀退走了
When his glory is withdrawn,
现在请你告诉我
Now please tell me,
耶路撒冷和巴黎有什么不同
What's the difference between Jerusalem and Paris?
圣殿和别的房子有什么不同
What's the difference between the temple and any old house?
虚空的虚空
A vanity of vanities.
凡事都是虚空
All is vanity.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个时候
At this time,
神就任凭他
God allowed it.
你把这样的圣殿拆掉，跟拆普通的房子一模一样。
You would destroy the temple just as if you're destroying a house.
因为它已经落到和别的房子一模一样。
Because it has come down to being the same as any old house.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
不错
，of course，
他们曾经有过很好的历史。
They had a good history.
但是现在悲哀的事在哪里
？But what is the sad part？
悲哀的事就是现在神的荣耀已经。
The sad part is God's glory has left.
这是你如果读以西结前一半给你的印象很清楚的。
This is a very clear impression that Ezekiel gives you at the first couple of chapters.
这是悲剧。
This is a tragedy.
全本圣经里面对于以色列的历史讲的解释的最清楚的应该是以西结书。
Ezekiel is probably the most accurate in describing the history of the people of Israel.
非常非常清楚。
Very, very clear.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这本书也是充满盼望的书。
This book is also a book full of hope.
乃是充满喜，充满他的，就是意思就是说，意思就是说，耶路撒冷到底有没有明天？
Does Israel have a tomorrow?
圣殿有没有明天？
Does the temple have a tomorrow?
不错。
True.
今天圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头。
Today there's not a stone upon a stone in the temple.
今天圣殿荒凉。
The temple is gone.
It desolation.
Isn't desolation.
那么然后见证荒凉。
The testimony is desolation.
这一切都真实的。
This is true.
但是是以西结告诉我们。
But it's Ezekiel that tells us.
教会圣殿有明天。
The temple has a tomorrow.
耶路撒冷有明天。
Jerusalem has a tomorrow.
为什么
？Why?
因为有一天神的荣耀要。
Because one day God's glory is to return.
所以你读到四十章的时候
，So when you read chapter 40,
你看见有一天果然神的荣耀回来。
You see that one day God's glory did indeed return.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
以色列人一天到晚梦寐以求所等的就是巴不得这一天来。
The people of Israel are waiting and dreaming for that day.
什么时候荣耀回来？
Whenever the glory returns,
那就是弥赛亚回来。
That is when the Messiah returns.
弥赛亚回来，他一定把荣耀带回来。
When the Messiah returns, he will bring back the glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故
for that reason,
现在我们要问
now we have to ask,
如果弥赛亚回来
if the Messiah would return,
这个圣殿有什么不同？
What's the difference with the temple?
圣殿很不同，很不同。
The temple is very different.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
今天你到耶路撒冷去
when you go to Jerusalem today,
假定今天圣殿还在的话
let's pretend that the temple is still there.
如果圣殿还是所罗门的圣殿，或者是希律的圣殿
，whether it be Solomon or Herod's temple，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
那个圣殿是盖在摩利亚山。
That temple is built upon Mount Moriah。
摩利亚山是在耶路撒冷城。
Mount Moriah is in Jerusalem。
耶路撒冷城一条河也没有。
In Jerusalem, there's not a single river。
一直到现在，耶路撒冷一直的问题是没有河。
Until today, the problem with Jerusalem is there's no river。
所以它守不住的。
So you cannot contain it, defend it.
所以我们知道说耶路撒冷沦陷了，沦陷给敌人拿去了最少34次。
The people of Israel taken, Jerusalem was taken at least captive 34 times by its enemies.
所以你看见吗？这个城不能守，因为没有河，一条河也没有。
You cannot defend this city because there's no river.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有一天要跌破眼镜。
One time you'll be flabbergasted.
等到弥赛亚脚踩在橄榄山。
When the Messiah's feet hits Mount Olives.
你知道吗？你如果读撒迦利亚书很清楚。
When you read Zechariah, it's very clear.
有一个大的地震，对不对
？There's a huge earthquake.
因为弥赛亚的脚一踩在橄榄山上就分裂了。
Because as soon as the feet of the Messiah hit Mount Olives, it separates.
一个往北，一个往南。
One goes north, one south.
裂开了
splits in two.
那么那个时候，整个耶路撒冷也有大的地震。
And there's a great earthquake in Jerusalem.
那么在人来看，一切都没有了。
So in man's eyes, everything is gone.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazing.
圣经告诉我们什么
？The Bible tells us what?
圣经告诉我们说，耶路撒冷忽然有水泉发现了。
Suddenly, you will see a source of water in Jerusalem.
当那个水泉发现的时候啊
，When you discover the water,
结果那个水一部分往东流，流到一往东流，流到。
There's water is going to flow to the east and to the Dead Sea.
还有一部分呢，往西流，流到地中海去。
And part of the other water flows west to the Mediterranean.
耶路撒冷从来没有一条河的。
Jerusalem never had a river.
现在终于有一条河了。
Now there is a river.
你看，这就是诗篇四十五篇所预言的。
This is the prophecy in Psalm 45.
诗篇46篇。
Psalm 46.
诗篇四十六篇给我们看有一条河。
In Psalm 46, there is a river.
它的分叉是神的城欢喜。
It's
它的就有一条河使神的城欢喜，神的城欢喜，使神的城欢喜。
It is a river where the Lord rejoices.
那神的城，神的城。
Where the city rejoices.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看耶路撒冷从来没有高兴过的。
Jerusalem never was joyful.
但到那一天，你看有一条河居然在耶路撒冷。
But at that day there will come a river in Jerusalem.
原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
因为在那个以前有地震。
Because there was an earthquake.
所以诗篇四十六篇说，那个地，这个山呢，就摇到海里面去了。
So Psalm 46 says the mountain was moved towards the river.
所以那个就是弥赛亚回来的情形。
That is when the Messiah comes back.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
很稀奇。
It's very amazing.
你看见说，终于你看耶路撒冷有一条河了。
Finally, Jerusalem has a river.
那我们要问
，Now we ask，
那个水泉从哪里发出来
？Where did that source of water come from？
你读以西结你就清楚了。
Again, if you read in Ezekiel, it's clear.
原来你明白过了。
Now you understand.
这个一圣殿山呢，圣殿呢是盖在摩利亚山上。
The temple is built among Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山本身是一块大的磐石。
Mount Moriah itself is a huge rock.
根本是连在一起的，很大的磐石。
It's a huge rock.
结果因着那一次地震
，But because of that earthquake,
永久磐石裂开了。
That rock was cleft.
水就从里面流出来了。
And the water flows out.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
那个水源在什么地方
？What is the source of that water？
你读到以西结的时候
，When you read Ezekiel，
那个水源就在圣殿的下面。
That source is right beneath the temple。
所以你看，有水慢慢的就来流到了圣殿里面来了。
You will see the water suddenly coming into the temple。
你去读以西结书四十七章。
Read Ezekiel 47.
等到这个水流出来的时候
，When the water flows out，
如果你把它测量一下的话
，If you were to measure it，
你测量一千轴
，If you measure it 1,000 cubics，
那么结果呢你看就到了你的踝子骨就到了你的这个地方
It'll rise towards your ankle
然后呢就到了你的膝盖
And then it comes up to your knees
然后到了你的腰
Then to your waist
然后变成一条河
Then it becomes a river
那条河流到哪里去呢
Where does that river flow to?
流到死海去
Flows all the way to the Dead Sea
死海是没有生命
Dead Sea has no life
死海是没有鱼的
Dead Sea has no fish
死海是没有树的
Dead Sea has no vegetation
现在这个水无论到哪里所有都活过来了
Wherever the water goes Everything becomes alive
到处都是树
Everything you have
到处都是这水里面都是鱼
And you have fish again
周围都是渔夫
Your surrounding full of life
你看死海变成加利利海了
The Dead Sea becomes the Sea of Galilee
原因在哪里
What's the reason?
有一道生命的水
There is a river of life
从神的殿里面流出来
That flows out of the temple of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这证明圣殿荣耀回来了
This proves that the glory has come back.
圣殿荣耀不光回来了。
The temple glory has not only come back.
而且现在你看见圣殿不光是神的居所。
Not only is the temple the dwelling place of God.
现在圣殿也变成生命的泉源。
But it is also the source of all life.
所有干渴的人都可以到这里来。
All those who are thirsty can come here.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see that?
这个是一件太稀奇的事了。
This is just an amazing thing.
本来犹太人只以为圣殿是去敬拜的。
Before the Jews thought that the temple was only a place of worship.
他们没有想到来了圣殿可以那个活那个喝那个活水。
They never thought that they could drink of living water.
一点都不错。
True.
你读以西结书的话。
When you read Ezekiel.
结果那个水慢慢往东流，最后就流到死海去了。
The water flows to the east to the Dead Sea.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那一幅图画。
That picture.
那一天和主耶稣在一起的那些以色列人。
All those who were with our Lord.
他们都是读圣经的人。
They are all scholars of the Bible.
他们都明白以西结书。
They understand Ezekiel.
而他们等候弥赛亚回来
and they are waiting for the Messiah's return
他们知道弥赛亚回来那你看你水就从圣殿里就流出来了
they will see the water flowing from the temple when the Messiah returns
那弟兄姊妹为着表示他们心中巴不得弥赛亚能早一点回来
to show in their heart that they want the Messiah to return
所以每年过节的时候
every time during the feast
他们一定去挑水然后水从门槛从圣殿门槛流出来
they will gather the water and pour it down the steps
这什么意思弟兄姊妹
Why?
这什么意思
What does it mean?
这就是告诉你说
It shows us
我们弥赛亚快回来
The Messiah is about to return
我们今年比明年更近了
To this year is closer than last year
今年我们还要回家的
Yes, we're going to go back home
我们明年再来
Next year we're coming again
因为也许明年真的就不需要再倒水了
Because maybe next year we don't have to carry that water
真的你看见那个磐石就裂开了
And truly that rock would be cleft
所以弟兄姊妹你看你每年这样做就表示他们一直等候弥赛亚回来
Every year they do this because they're waiting for the Messiah return
只要弥赛亚回来
Once the Messiah returns
神的荣耀就回来
God's glory returns
只要神的荣耀回来
Once God's glory returns
他们又回到黄金的过去
They can go back to the golden age
他们又回到了那个时候神是他们的神他们是他们的子民
They go back to the place when God is their God and they are their people
现在他们真是被拣选的族类
Now they are indeed a chosen race
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
这是那个背景
That is the background
那现在问题在这里
Now the problem is this
主耶稣抓住这个非常重要的机会
The Lord grabbed hold of that opportunity
主耶稣怎么说呢
What did the Lord say?
主耶稣说人若渴了可以到我这里来
The Lord said if any man thirst come to me
信我的人
Those who believe
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河
From their innermost shall flow rivers of living water
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
到主耶稣这样说什么意思?
What did Jesus mean when he said
that? 就是告诉他们说,
He was telling them.
弥赛亚已经来了。
The Messiah has already arrived.
弥赛亚已经在你们的中间。
Messiah is already among you.
你等你们巴不得弥赛亚来,水就可以从神的同在,从圣殿那里流出来了。
You are waiting for the Messiah to return so the water can pour forth.
主耶稣说,我比神的殿更大。
But Jesus is saying, I am greater than the temple of God.
我们主到哪里，天堂就被带到哪里。
Wherever our Lord goes, that is heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see that?
神主耶稣，你看见神的荣耀已经在主耶稣里面已经回来了。
God's glory in our Lord Jesus has already returned.
以色列不要等到将来弥赛亚来。
The people of Israel don't have to wait for the return of the Messiah.
主耶稣两千年来到地上的时候
2,000 years ago when Jesus came to earth.
神的荣耀已经在他里面回来。
God's glory in him has already returned.
所以约翰怎么说呢
So,What does John say?
我们也看见过他的荣耀。
We have seen his glory.
We
have beheld his glory.
所以你看见我道成肉身。
He has become flesh.
知道 知道 the word became flesh.
The word has become flesh.
然后支搭帐篷在人的中间。
And has tabernacled among men.
我们也看见过他的荣光。
And we have beheld his glory.
乃是神独生子的荣光。
And that is the glory of his only begotten son.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么说神的荣耀还没有回来？
How can you say that God's glory has not returned?
所以清楚的很，弟兄姊妹。
It's very clear.
他们一直还等明天，明天主说今天他已经在这里。
They keep waiting for tomorrow and tomorrow, but our Lord said today he's here.
所以你们凡渴的可以到这里来。
All you who thirst can come here.
你们只要相信他。
As long as you believe in him.
结果这些人呢？
Then these
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
From their innermost will come out, flow out rivers of living water. Very amazing.
你们不是看见水从圣殿里面流出来吗？
Did you see the water flowing out of the temple?
那如果这个水从他的腹中流出来的话，
But if the water is flowing from his innermost,
他不是圣殿是什么？
If he is not the temple, what
所以
is he?
圣经说你们就是圣灵的殿。
So the Bible says that you are the
temple,
temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经告诉我们说，保罗说你们就是神的殿，神的殿就是你们。
Paul said that you are the temple and the temple is you.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白不明白？
Do you understand?
我们的主对以色列全家的人在那里说，
Our Lord was telling the whole household of God.
不错，你们是神家里的人。
Yes, you are of the household of God.
你们看到这些物质的房子，
You see the physical building.
你们觉得离开至圣所很近，
You feel that you're very close to the Holy of Holies.
全世界好像没有人比你更靠近神。
It's as if nobody in the world is closer than you are to God.
你们不是神的选民吗？
Aren't you the chosen people of God?
你们不是神所拣选的族类吗？
Aren't you the chosen race?
那么你们真的觉得很好，
And
是不是？
You think it's really good, right?
但如果这样，为什么你们还等候？为什么还每年都要还等候弥赛亚回来？
But why are you waiting every year for the Messiah to return?
证明你里面是干渴的。
It means that inside you are thirsty.
证明你们没有一样东西能满足你。
There's nothing that can satisfy you.
但有一位站在他们中间能够满足他们。
But there is one who stands among them who can satisfy them.
但是主说你们却不来。肯来到我这里得生命。
The Lord said that you do not want to come here to gain life.
他就是生命的泉源。
Because he is the source of life.
他就是圣殿。
He is the temple.
他比圣殿更大。
He is greater than the temple.
他说你们拆毁这殿，三日要建起来。
He said that you destroy this temple, but in 3 days I'll build it up.
主是指着他自己的身体来说
的。The Lord was speaking of his own body.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你看见圣殿已经来了
The temple has arrived
神的荣耀已经在圣殿里面回来了
God's glory has returned in the temple
那现在如果你要看见圣殿荣耀在哪里的话
But if you want to see the glory of the temple
在主耶稣的身上
It's in Jesus
但是不止如此
But not only that
所有信他的人
All those who believe
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来
Out of their innermost will flow rivers of living water
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
现在你看见吗
Now do you see
你看见不光是基督个人就是神的居所
Not only is the Christian the dwelling place of our Lord.
Individually.
而
同时教会聚在一起的时候。
But when the church gathers together.
我们乃是神家里的人。
We are the household of God.
结果从这个他们的腹中就流出活水的江河。
So from their innermost flows rivers of living water.
然后这个水就流到这个世界。
And this water flows out to the world.
这个世界不是像苦海一样吗？
Isn't the world like the Dead Sea?
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord.
神的荣耀回来的时候。
When the glory of God returns.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
神的荣耀在基督的里面。
His glory in Christ.
神的荣耀也在教会的里面。
His glory is also in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天以西结所说的那个荣耀已经实现了。
The glory mentioned in Ezekiel has already been manifested.
先是在我们主的身上。
First in our Lord.
然后我们这些凡相信他的人。
And all of those who believe.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
从我们的腹中要流出活水的江河。
From our innermost will flow rivers of living water.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
生命在他里头。
The life was in him.
到了第四章。
In chapter 4,
生命就跑到那个活水就跑，凡信我凡喝这水的，你看见在它里面有一井的泉源，一直流到永生。
Those who drink of that water will have a well of springing water in them.
约翰福音第一章，生命在他里面。
John chapter 1, life was in him.
在独生子的里面。
It was in the only begotten.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
到了第四章。
But in chapter 4,
你看跑到。喝他这水的人里面去。
It comes to those who have drink of that water.
那这个时候是一井的泉源，是个 spring.
And there's a spring of water.
你看一直在那涌流，又在涌流。
And keeps springing forth.
但那个水要慢慢长大，慢慢长大，慢慢长大。
And slowly it grows and grows.
到了第七章的时候。
Until chapter 7.
你看就变成一条河。
It becomes a river.
你看见这个生命是个奔放的生命，是个像涌流的生命。
This life is like a life that's always running.
所以你看见吗，弟兄姊妹。
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故。
for this
本来生命在他里头
before life was in him
结果到了我们的里面
now it's arrived in us
现在不止如此
but not only that
这个生命最后像一条江河一样从我们里面涌流出来
it's going to flow out of us like rivers of living water
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
现在你看见
now you see
如果我们这些人
if we
就是神的殿
are God's temple.
等到我们聚在一起的时候
when we gather together,
是不是好像那些以色列人聚集在妇人的院里面
Is it like those people of Israel when they gathered in the women's court?
他们能说看啊弟兄同居和睦同居是何等善何等美
They can say how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
所以那次主耶稣说了这些话
So when the Lord spoke those words,
很简单来说
Simply speaking,
你不要光羡慕这些以色列。
Says, don't just admire the people of Israel.
你看见他们碰见的这些石，就是个圣殿，都是石头，都是木头的。
The temple that they touch is made out of wood and stone.
最多是金子，最多这些东西。
Maybe of gold.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
我们这些人
，We people.
我们这些人
，We
就是神的殿。
Are God's temple.
而且保罗告诉我我们乃是神家里的人
And Paul tells us we are the household of God
而且我们渐渐地要变成主的圣殿
And we will slowly be transformed into his God's temple
所以弟兄姊妹所有在以色列身上的
So all and among the people of Israel
现在都跑到我们身上了
Now has transferred to us
因为以色列人失败了
Because the people of Israel failed
神的荣耀已经离开了
God's glory left them
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
现在神荣耀回来了
Now God's glory has returned
感谢主
Thank
就在我们的中间
and is among us
现在明白吗
do you understand
等到神的荣耀回来
when God's glory returns
你看见如果我们仍旧聚在那个院子里
if we are still abiding in that court
你看那一面给我们看见我们是一家的人
on one hand we see that we are one household
更重要的给我们
but even more important
神的荣耀在这里
God's glory is there
神的同在在
God's presence is here
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你来到主的面前
when you come before the presence of the Lord
你也来到生命泉源的面前
you come before the source of life
你看见吗
you see
在旧约的时候
in the Old Testament
有圣殿
there was a temple
圣殿是一件事
the temple is one thing
生命的泉源是另外一件事
the source of life was another
但是感谢主
but thank
我们的主来的时候
when our Lord came
一面你看见神住在他里面
on one hand you see God dwelled in him
神得着完全的安息
God had complete rest
我们的确看见神的荣耀
we see God's glory
你每次来到神的面前
every time you come before God's presence
你感觉到神的同在
you can sense his presence
但是不光如此
but not only that
我们虽然是干渴的
even though we are thirsty
我们来到他面前
we come before him
我们就永远不必再渴
we will forever never be thirsty
结果这个活水在我们里面成为一井的泉
and the living water just like a spring
而且现在这个要一慢慢慢慢这个生命的水要长大
and that light, water of life grows
然后从我们的腹中 流出活水的江
and from our innermost flows rivers of living water
你看见两幅的图画吗
you see the two pictures
在这里给我们看物质的圣殿的图画
here we see a physical temple
什么都有好
everything is good
神的荣耀不在那里
but God's presence is not there
实在说来啊
actually speaking
在那个时候的至圣所里面是空的
at that time the Holy of Holies was empty
你怎么知道
how do you know
你要有一个罗马有一个罗马将军叫做 Pompey
There was actually a general called Pompey
他要进到至圣所他们不让他进去
He wanted to enter the Holy of Holies
他们警告他你千万不要随便进去
They told him you shouldn't go in
结果他就进去了
He still went in
发现里面什么都是空的
He noticed that it was empty
所以弟兄姊妹原因在哪里为什么是空的
Why was it empty
以西结是那个解释
Ezekiel has the answer
你看见神的荣耀退到天上去
God's glory had withdrawn
所以现在很清楚弟兄姊妹
Very clear, brothers and sisters.
我们如果是神家里的人
If we are of the household of God,
那是什么意思
What does that mean?
我们乃是被拣选的族类
We are a chosen race.
所有在旧约里面你念到关乎以色列所有的故事
All the stories related to the people of Israel in the Old Testament
都发生在我们的身上
has happened on us.
当初你不是羡慕说只有他们最靠近神吗
Before, didn't you just admire that they were so close to God?
但是感谢
But thank the Lord.
你看见我们的主为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord went to the cross.
圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两。
The veil was rent from bottom to top to bottom.
你看见犹太人的圣殿一直是有个幔在圣所跟至圣所中间。
The Jewish temple always had a veil between the holy place and the holy of holies. But thank the Lord.
我们是神的殿。
We are God's temple.
那个幔子已经出去。
That veil is gone.
现在靠着主耶稣的宝血。
Now by His precious blood.
我们能坦然无惧地来到神。
We can come boldly before the presence of God.
十字架
the cross
就把那道墙把它去掉了
has eliminated that wall.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
现在我们可以来到神的面前。
We can come before God's
presence.
从
前我们只能够望着圣殿在那叹息。
Before, we can only look towards the temple and sigh.
从前我们对着神的同在和荣耀在那里叹息。
We could only sigh towards His presence and His glory.
我们要说这是属于以色列人。
We had to say this was of the people of Israel.
我们是外邦人，好像没有关系。
We are Gentiles, have nothing to do with
it. 我们可以到圣殿山。
Yes, we can arrive at the Temple Mount.
但是最多到那里，到了墙那里就完了。
But only could stop before the wall.
我们不可能再进。
We can no longer move forward.
我们已经够近了。
We're close enough.
你已经到了圣殿山了。
We're already on the Temple Mount.
我们可以到了祷告的殿里面去。
We can come to the Temple of Prayer.
但是你有一个东西不能满足。
There's something that cannot satisfy.
没有一样东西能填满。
Something that cannot fill you.
所以主说，人若渴了。
So the Lord said, if anyone thirsts,
可以到我这里来。
Come to me.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
从此以后你不需要再渴
From now on you thirst no longer
因为因着主耶稣的救赎
Because of his redemption
感谢主
Thank the Lord
我们能与主附近的不能够再亲近
So we can get so, draw so nigh to him that it's not even
神的荣耀
We can't draw even more nigh to him
已经回来了
His glory has returned
在基督里面
In Christ
也在教会里面
And also in the church
现在神就住在他的教会中
And God dwells among his
他是我们的神
He is our God.
我们是他的子民。
We are his people.
就像保罗所说。
Just like Paul said.
我们是神家里面的人。
We are of the household.
也就像彼得所说的。
And just like Peter said.
我们乃是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
现在我们看到以色列，我们不觉得羡慕。
So now when we see the people of Israel, we don't admire as much.
因为你看见那个荣耀已经来到了我们的中间。
The glory has already arrived amongst us.
你若想想这些。
If you think about this.
你看见我们蒙了何等的权。
We are so blessed.
你看我们的福音是何等的福音。
We have such a wonderful gospel.
主为我们在十字架上所为我们所成功的是何等的救恩。
What a great salvation God, the Lord accomplished on the cross.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上就是用这样的一幅图画。
So tonight, using this picture.
给弟兄姊妹看见。
To show brothers and sisters.
我们是蒙拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
那明天晚上。
And tomorrow night.
和主日早晨。
And Sunday morning.
我们要进一步来看。
We're going to take a further step.
那神如果如果我们是蒙拣选的族类
If we are a chosen race
神一定是我们的神
Then God is our God
我们是他的子民
We are his people
神一定和他的百姓同住
God will indeed abide with his people
当教会聚在一起的时候
When the church gathers together
你看见神的荣耀
You see God's glory
你能感觉神的同在
You can sense his presence
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的确是蒙拣选的族类
We are indeed a chosen race
我们想到这里
When we think about this,
弟兄姊妹，你就觉得我们蒙的恩典是何等的大。
You will see how great the grace we have received.
所以但愿这个周末
，Hopefully this weekend,
借助这些简单的话
，The Lord may use these simple words,
让我们看神在我们身上做了何等大的事。
To see such a great thing that God has accomplished in our life.
如果你懂得以色列的故事，以色列的历史
，If you know the history of the people of Israel,
如果你懂得以西结的印象
，If you know the vision of Ezekiel,
你就知道说今天我们所讲的是何等荣耀的事。
You'll see this is such a glorious thing we mentioned today.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
难怪有人说
No wonder people say
神已经把以色列放在一边了
God has already set the people of Israel aside
现在神是让用教会来取代以色列的位置
God is using the church to substitute for the take the place of the people of Israel
这一点是不错的
That is very true
但这不表示说神永远把以色列人放在一边
But it doesn't mean that forever he's setting the people of Israel aside
但是无论如何不要忘记
No matter what
我们知道说我们乃是蒙拣选的族类
We are a chosen race
And
we begin from here.
我们但愿明天或后天我们能够继续往前。
May we continue tomorrow and the day after tomorrow.
我们看见这是一个非常荣耀的信息。
This is such a glorious message.
如果我们看见这个荣耀
When we see this glory,
我们的服事就不止这么多。
Our service just does not stop there.
我们就不会在乎人怎么说。
We do not care what people say.
我们知道我们蒙了何等的恩典。
We have received so much grace.
我们如果看见神的荣耀
When we see God's glory,
我们就是滚着跪着爬着也要来到他面前来侍奉他。
No matter what, whether we crawl, whether we climb, we want to serve our Lord.
因为我们是君尊的祭司。
Because we are royal priesthood.
我们不光是与他同在。
Not only do we have
presence. 我们也是侍奉他的。
But we serve him.
而且是君尊的祭司。
And we are royal priesthood.
所以难怪斯布顿说。
No wonder Spurgeon said.
他说我不愿意我的儿子。
He says, I do not wish that my son.
从传道人的地位降低再降低最后降低到帝王的地位皇帝的地位。
I do not want him to continue to go, to lower his level from a preacher to a king.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是侍奉主的荣耀。
This is the glory of serving our Lord.
所以圣经讲到祭司的时候。
So when the Bible speaks of the priest,
他不光说荣圣洁的祭司。
Not only is it a holy priesthood.
他说 royal priesthood 是这个什么？这是君尊的祭司。
But he also speaks of a royal priesthood.
我们乃是皇家的祭司。
We are a priesthood of the king's family.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是何等的荣耀。
This is a glorious.
如果我们明白这些话，如果明白这个背景的话
，If we understand this background,
我们就知道彼得说的每一句话不知道有多少的重量。
We know how important are the words that Peter speaks.
所以但愿主把这些话深深印在我们的里面。
May the Lord impress these words in our hearts.
我们明天晚上再继续，后天早上再继续。
We will continue tomorrow and the day after tomorrow.
我们低头一个简单祷告。
Let us bow our heads for a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你手里。
Dear Lord, we want to commit these words into your hands.
如果你觉得好，就使用这些话。
If you feel these words are good, please use them.
感动我们每一个人的心。
Touch our hearts.
主啊，叫我们不再懒散，叫我们不再随便。
That we will no longer be sloppy.
我们如果看见你的荣耀。
So that when we see your glory.
我们真的愿意起来侍奉你。
That we will want to come up and serve you.
我们愿意撇下一切来跟随。
We will leave everything behind to follow you.
如果我们知道你为我们所成功的是何等荣耀的。何等的荣耀！
If we see what you have accomplished is so glorious,
而你的荣耀已经回到我们的中间，
and that your glory has returned to us,
我们能说今天我们有的好像真是以色列人没有的。
Today we can say that what we have is what the people of Israel do not have.
我们是何等的人！
We are such a privileged people.
我们本来是外邦人。
We were Gentiles before.
我们本来和你的约没有关系。
We had nothing to do with your covenant.
我们本来不是神家里的人。
Before we were not of the household of God.
我们本来只能远远的观看。
Before we can only see from afar.
但是今天我们与父不能近到不能够再近。
But today we are as close as possible.
靠着主耶稣基督，我们坦然无惧的来到父的面前。
And through our Lord Jesus, we can come boldly before the Father.
我们能喊我们的神阿爸父。
We can call our God Abba Father.
这是何等的恩典。
What grace.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
为着你所做的。
For everything you have done.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow down and worship.
虽然我们散去。
Even though our meeting goes away.
但是你的同在一直随着我们。
May your presence be with us.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray this in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.